This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
ALDS matchup is finally set. Here we go. Tigers eliminating the Houston Astros yesterday. Kenny, how much of it did you take in?
The whole game. Watched the whole thing. Because I'd written two separate things of what I wanted to do at 6 o'clock on Fox 8. And... What? What are you shaking your head for?
Oh, no, I missed. We had to go to football practice.
Oh.
It was 2-1 when we got in the car. By the time I got to the parking lot, 5-2. It was amazing.
Yeah, I had a real communal experience there and sat and watched, took in the game, took in the Michael Kay, who is good. He just is the play-by-play guy for the Yankees. Took in the Michael Kay and rooted against the Astros. Couldn't help myself.
Yeah, we had
Even
it on.
Though I knew it could be at my own demise at some point.
We had a little date night yesterday, and we were outside, Owen, a place that, you frequent,
yes. All right.
Over
okay.
in Avon Lake, and everybody was huddled there watching when Ibanez brought in the three runs, and everyone's like, well, I guess we're playing the Tigers. Bring on the Tigers! But there were a lot of interested parties watching there. So, playoff fever. I can only speak to what I saw and what I was around. There were like 10 people paying attention.
So. Playoff games should only be played in the daytime. They're wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It is awesome. I wonder how many people are trying to maneuver their way out of having to work that second half of the day on Monday. The Saturday is easy. I mean, Saturday is going to be a party down here.
Hopefully most of them are able to weasel their way out. Yeah. Good luck to you.
So they win 5-2. They bounce the Astros, who had won 88 games. The Tigers... 86-76, and obviously they are the talk of Major League Baseball because they are red hot. Here is their manager, AJ Hinch.
Listen, when we started this series, everybody said we weren't playoff tested. We just passed the biggest test of the year to date, but there's more coming. Listen, I'm not sure who, but somebody let the Tigers hot.
33-13.
Don't like you.
Okay, yeah, can we? You know, hatred going.
You know who
here.
Who he was manager of before this, yeah. Don't you? Okay.
Cheaters.
So do we have to be watching the Tigers?
I think you gotta watch everything. Better button it up. Better conceal the signs this week. Probably gonna have Connor Stallions help him out as best they can.
They love
everything
doing
play.
That.
Detroit.
Yeah. They love doing that stuff.
Gotta pay attention to that stuff. That's why.
You have to go to the Army Academy to steal baseball signs
right.
now.
And if you have your ear... Right over there to the pier. You're on East 9th.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of listening in. You can hear the chatter already. There's been some debate. Right now, Keith Britton is saying he thinks Skubal will go game one. I'm seeing the Tigers fans think he's going to go game two and game five.
I texted him privately because when you said it, I was like, does Lima know something I don't know? Because I thought he might be able to start game one because I counted.
Be 4 days rest.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, I'm like counting. I'm going, okay, 4 days. That's... Would you rather put him on 4 days, or would you want to wait till the sixth day?
Yeah. Maybe
five-game series.
Maybe the thinking is that he'd be on full rest in game two if he starts. So they know at least they'll get him even more rested for game one and then full rest for game two.
But if he plays in if he pitches in game one, okay, Sunday, Monday's game two. Tuesday is Wednesday game three?
Correct.
Then you would have him twice in the series. You might only have him once.
Well, if it doesn't get to game five.
Well, yeah, yeah. But I mean, you could have him twice in the series instead of maybe just once in the series if you pitched him on Saturday. The starting pitcher in a five-game series could pitch twice.
Yeah, of course.
But a game two pitcher might only be able to pitch once in a five-game series.
You're saying if it doesn't get to game five. Yeah. You know, it's about maximizing, you know, your chances in a series. What I'm seeing right now is most Tigers fans think he's going to go game two. And then, if necessary, game five. So is that, do you think that could be an advantage for the Guardians? My God,
I believe so.
I mean, hey, if we play well, we only have to see him once in a series. That would be great.
That would be nice.
So a little bit of a dilemma, you know, for them. I'm not sure on his numbers. On man, we did this with Corey Kluber back in the day.
He's really good.
He's really good. No matter what he pitches, probably. Yes. But
he only threw 88 pitches. Yes. Also in that game.
So. Do you think Hunter Brown, the starting pitcher of the Astros, was a little less upset that he gave up the home run yesterday, which started the Tiger? Well, I mean, it was a 2-2 game at one point, and then the Tigers broke it open. But he was a starting pitcher for the Astros. But he has a Tiger tattoo. He grew up a Tigers fan. He's from
that's right.
St. Clair Shores,
story.
Michigan. You think he's a little less upset, or does that go out the window? Just asking. Just asking. Just asking silly questions.
Maybe his loyalty is in question.
If you're willing to get a Tiger's tattoo.
Are you saying he grooved a pitch?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think he was trying.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he was
Pick
trying.
That up, aggregators.
But do you think he was a little less upset that it was the Tigers? Because he has a Tigers tattoo.
That's right. So it's a win-win for him.
Yeah.
He's going to enjoy this either way.
He didn't groove it. I'm not accusing him of grooving it, though.
I don't know. I'm reading the Houston blogs right now. It says Cleveland radio host.
There's already three different message threads about it. So
they're all authored by Landry Locker.
So a couple days off here now, Detroit, who had come in piping hot. Maybe that can cool them off a little bit. Meanwhile, the Guardians, it's been a cooling off period. That's why they are simulating games like no other. I think they're simulating a tripleheader today. They got to get those get those boys to work. Chris Antonetti in discussing the layoff.
I would say it's a trade-off. The benefit is you get time off. The downside is you're not in the major league environment facing live major league pitching in the normal cadence that you would be during the season. But on balance, I think I'd still take the trade-off and I'd want the bye.
Yeah, that's we kind of talked about that yesterday. I think still what was of supreme importance was being able to just get to walk into the ALDS. You know, we are a team that has had trouble. We had had those moments where we had lost in the wild card. So you got to get there no matter what. And obviously, if you're out there playing, ask the Orioles right now. I mean, how they feel about that. Ask the Astros how they feel about that. So I think, obviously, you take this. But, you know, this is a bit of a balancing act here to try to keep these guys fresh. You got a rookie manager that's doing that. And you hope that they can, you know, pull all the right levers in trying to get these guys ready to go. You know, you wonder who they can lean on in a situation like that. Is this a big organizational thing? Trying to keep these guys fresh, because there's nothing, you can talk about simulations all you want, there's nothing that is going to recreate what Detroit just did.
You can only do what you can do.
The last days, Detroit feels like they could play anybody at any time and beat anybody.
They're doing everything they could possibly do. Like, if we were in Detroit and we were like Tigers fans, like, all right, we're the team that they could get rusty. It's been a week, this, that, and the other. They can only do what they can do. I mean, you needed some time. You got to get some guys ready. You can only do everything you can do, and they're doing it.
Meanwhile, speaking of rest, Nick Chubb, he hasn't been resting. He's been working his butt off to get back on the football field. And what a sight for sore eyes yesterday in Berea. Nick Chubb was back for the first time since he went down with that injury against the Steelers a season ago in week two. It has been a long time. So it was great to see Nick Chubb out there yesterday, especially from the head coach, Kevin Stefanski.
Nick's been here every day, so he's not far from what we're doing and far from what we're thinking about. And he's in every meeting. He's here very early. So this is just the next natural progression for him.
I know it probably is not the way to look into this, but were you watching any of the videos that came out yesterday? He was like, looks good. Looks good. Like you're dialed in as if that's going to tell you whether or not he's really ready to go. Obviously, the Browns are monitoring this very closely.
I interviewed Rodney for the preview show. And he was walking around, and I was looking. Oh, there he is. He's going to practice today. There he is.
Did he look nimble?
He looked nimble, yes.
Are you hearing any whispers about when he's going to be radio?
No idea. Wish I could tell you.
I was fielding those texts yesterday. They're like, do you think he'll be back by the Eagles game?
I'd tell you if I knew, I'd sing like a canary. Pete, I'd let the cat out of the bag.
Well, you know, we've been talking so much about Myles Garrett. Does he need to sit a week? Does he need to sit 2 weeks? When it comes to Nick Chubb, is there going to be the temptation to get him back quicker because of this start? Is that something they have to fight?
I mean, he's only ready when he's ready. Like, the 21-day window, like, we're not through the woods yet until he's actually out there in the field. Because the worst thing is if he gets to the end of the 21-day window and they're like, you ain't ready to go. And then, because that would, frankly, if it were to be 21 days and he wasn't ready to go, I'd question his entire future in the league. So this is a positive step forward, but we got to make sure he's out there sometime within the next 3 weeks.
I wonder what kind of a lift they'll get in general. Just seeing that dude. Now, you don't want to sit and wait around for somebody to save your season.
No.
That's not what we're talking about.
Especially a running back. No offense to him. But.
Yeah. I mean, but he is... It's just you're watching our running game. And last year they piecemealed it together as best they could. And it was bizarre circumstances all the way around. This year, their running game, I mean, outside of, you know,
a couple of decent carries.
Of big runs, it feels like by far the worst we've had in many years.
True.
And so it's like, man, we want to get Chubb back there. Man, 5.5 yards a carry every single time he touches it, his entire career in Cleveland. And it's like, Gotta ramp up to get there. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.